Anybody here?
Gossip.
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip. It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
Tom Holland had an awkward moment during a recent promotional interview for Spider-Man Brand New Day. Came out last weekend. He couldn't finish the lyrics to his wife Zendaya's 2013 hit Replay.
Who is most likely to be able to finish the lyrics to one of the most iconic songs of all time? The lyrics are, don't stop, don't move, just keep it there. Keep it right there.
Oh.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
That's my song, guys. Yeah. That's Replay. Thanks, guys. Yeah. You know, you think you know someone. You know? And that's all right.
I love her sense of humor. Also, Tom was caught off guard when a New York student asked him a point blank if he and Zendaya were married during the latest episode of Celebrity Substitute. Check out his answer.
Are you married?
That is a very important question. And I am. You guys obviously haven't been media trained like the publicists that I speak with.
This is Victor, and he's never heard of a publicist.
He's definitely married. I don't know why he avoided my question.
I don't know why he avoided my question. I do. Joe Buck says Travis Kelce was a puddle watching Taylor Swift and his nieces walk down the aisle. That's so sweet. SNL cast member Marcelo Hernandez has denied Kevin Hart's claim that Marcelo snuck a phone into Taylor and Travis's wedding.
You were sending me videos.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You were sending me videos. You're like, Kev, I can't believe this. There's no phones allowed, but look, I snuck mine in. Right? Remember?
I didn't do that. Hey, yo, Trav, I did not do that.
Yeah. Remember? You were like, yo, Kev, look, this is crazy right here.
No, Marcelo would never do that. He knows he doesn't have that much clout. Macaulay Culkin reportedly met with Disney to return for a Home Alone sequel. He publicly shared an idea last fall, and Disney is into it. Evan Rachel Wood says she's sad about not returning for Practical Magic 2. She played Kylie Owens, Sandra Bullock's oldest daughter in the 1998 original.
I read the book, and it seems like they're not following the book. I think in the book it would have made sense to bring me back. I think in the way that they're redoing it and approaching it, it didn't make sense. But it is sad because, you know, we bonded with that cast so much as children. And so to miss out on the opportunity to look at that cast and look at that house as an adult and see the history in our eyes is something that can't be faked. And so I'm sad that that doesn't get to exist, especially for the fans. But I wish them all the best, and obviously wish Joey the best. And I hope she had a great time. And I still have really fond memories of being in the original.
Yeah, she was referring to Joey King, who was actually recast in her role. She did offer to come back for just one scene, but alas, no. Sources say Robert Downey Jr. is earning $100 million for the two upcoming Avengers movies.
Truth is, I am Iron Man.
Yeah, you're not anymore, but whatever. Anyway, his deal might include appearances in other Marvel films. Eminem is auctioning autographed sneakers from his personal collection to benefit young people in Detroit. And a dirt alert. Oh my goodness. Y'all, Simone Biles says that Avril Lavigne stole her sunglasses at Taylor Swift's wedding. I'm sorry, what? Oh, girl fight, girl fight. All right, that's your dirt alert. And it's all part of the Daily Dust. And it can only be found here on Morning Go and B104.3.